Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Are people able to change their circumstances if they think positively? Tess Twossen, an associate professor of psychology at the University of North Florida, explains the results of her study on poverty in a certain culture.
How do some people who are born in extreme poverty become rich while others remain poor? In a recent qualitative study, I interviewed two groups of Filipinos about being raised poor. One became rich and the other remained poor. Conducted in the Philippines, where 40% of the population is poor, living on less than a dollar a day, there was a social justice agenda to address the substantial influence of poverty in a developing country where circumstances are oppressive. Surprisingly, both groups were more similar than different in their experiences of deprivation, insufficient food, clothing, and shelter. They both expressed negative emotions such as self-pity, envy, fear, and anger. They similarly attributed the causes of their poverty generally to family, such as parents' unemployment, substance abuse, early marriage, and many children, rather than to societal issues. They reported coping with poverty in similar ways, such as receiving and giving assistance, imploring God's help, and perseverance. There were three main differences between the two groups. Those who became rich had increased positive emotions and positive self-descriptions, abundant ambitions and interests indicating more self-reliance than reliance on others, and more frequently spoke of chance events, such as lucky encounters with people, role models or benefactors, awards or scholarships that provided access to education, career development, and opportunities to emigrate. In essence, their unlikely discovery of a path to upward mobility occurred as the result of gratifying experiences that gave hope and allowed for increased positive emotions and self-worth, the license to dream and have aspirations, and being available for serendipity.
That was the University of North Florida's Tess Twossen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home.